And now the story of another appalling hoax, this one from the early 19th century. Legendary showman P.T. Barnum, the founder of Barnum & Bailey's Circus, once owned and exhibited a slave named Joyce Heth. Barnum claimed she was 161 years old and had once been George Washington's nanny. Benjamin Reese tells the story in his book, The Showman and the Slave.
She really had no other choice but to perform this role. She told stories about Washington's hatred of the redcoats. She sang hymns that she had supposedly taught him. She sometimes made fun of her visitors. You know, somebody would criticize her and she would say, "I'm not half as ugly as you are." She never could have protested against the conditions of her labor. I don't think such a thing ever could have quite presented itself to her. I believe that she was originally a slave on the plantation of a Heth family that lived first in Virginia in the 18th century and then had a branch that moved out to Kentucky. The Heth family is an interesting family. William Heth was a captain in the Revolutionary War who fought alongside George Washington, and he left behind a diary in which, for a several-year period, there's practically never an entry in which he doesn't in some way mention that he has this special connection to George Washington. You can imagine this William Heth kind of holding forth on the plantation to visitors about the great man. And I think you can also imagine if there's a slave woman with a certain amount of histrionic talent and a satirical eye picking up on this story and beginning to twist it a little bit, possibly to her master's face for a bit of ribbing, or maybe with a kind of sharper edge to slaves in the back quarters, saying, you know, "Well, he says he dined with Washington. Well, I diapered him." And I think that's the point at which the story begins to take off. One interesting thing about the story she told, though, is that she apparently had no knowledge of what became of Washington. People would ask her, you know, "What do you think of his political career?" And she would say, "I don't know anything about that." In fact, she didn't know that Andrew Jackson was president. And this was a part of, I think, what made the story kind of gratifying for white visitors, and they were pretty much all white, was to get this sense of a black woman who had been at this intimate moment in the story of the nation, and yet she herself didn't understand its significance in the way that they all did. So there was a way in which I think the audience was gratified by this, her exclusion from her own story.
That was Benjamin Reese on the life of Joyce Heth, with sound design by Joe Hartke. Reese is the author of The Showman and the Slave, Race, Death, and Memory in Barnum's America. And a quick postscript to the story, after Joyce Heth died, Barnum arranged a public autopsy to prove that she was really 161 years old, which is where his hoax fell apart. The doctor said she couldn't have been more than 80. And that wraps up our discussion on pranks and hoaxes. When we come back, we'll get the story behind the new Hollywood blockbuster Noah. Well, not exactly the movie, but how Noah's flood became a pillar of modern creationist thought. And writer Cheryl Strayed shares a favorite book. I'm Ann Strainchamps. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.